Hello, my friend. Welcome back to the Mindset Check podcast. This is your host, Misha McKittrick. This is a podcast where we believe that as you take time for a mindset check, you have more power than you think you do. And we also believe that laughter is medicine. You guys, I'm so excited to jump into this topic with you today. I think it's really, really important that we remember to laugh. Before we jump in, I want to remind you what the purpose of season 3 of the Mindset Check podcast is all about. This season, we're talking about our internal state and the power that we have to create a state inside of us that allows us to live a life of joy and expansion. I'm sharing with you in these episodes on a heart level, talking about frequencies, vibrations, thoughts, and emotions that you can check into to help propel you forward in creating your life. We have educational and motivational mindset checks, guest episodes, and the Hey Mish episodes. And these are all designed to encourage, uplift, and alter the course of your life toward living in a beautiful state, showing you once again that you have more power than you think you do in every single episode. I hope that lights your insides up, and I hope you're really pumped and excited to learn a little bit about laughter today, and more importantly, just to be reminded to laugh. Let's jump in to today's episode. When my kids were younger, we took a vacation to the beach. And on this trip, we had every single reason in the world to have an incredible experience. But for whatever reason, everybody was at each other, right? Feeling impatient, annoyed, on edge, that kind of thing. And so we sat down with our kids and we all kind of took this reality check. First of all, mom and dad were like, look, you guys, we brought you with us intentionally because we want to have a good time. We know a lot of really incredible people at home that love you, and we could have easily left you with them, but we wanted to be with you. And we helped them try to just see that, like, what the mission was and what we were trying to do, because for them to be able to see, hey, mom and dad could have taken this vacation by themselves and not had to deal with all of this, like, negativity, right? That they were kind of like agitated and getting at each other. And I'm sure that as parents, we were being reactive and whatever, but we were pushing brakes, right? We were pushing the brakes on the situation and saying, whoa, 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 we got to shift this. And so what we did after we had this conversation is we owned up to it, first of all, and then we made a rule. And the rule was that we had to laugh. And so we spent time looking up funny videos for the entire trip. We vowed we wouldn't leave our hotel room in the morning without watching or listening or reading to something that made us laugh. It literally made all the difference. I love this quote by Isobel Camardi that says, "Laughter is a powerful weapon, for it carries the light. To laugh is to defy the darkness." Everybody has a different sense of humor and different things. There's some things that people laugh at that are universal, and then there's some that is like really zeroed in. And that's why it's really important for us to get to know our sense of humor and really know what will help ignite that laughter inside of us. As I was like preparing for this podcast, I was looking at some YouTube videos of things that make me laugh. And there was this really hilarious clip with these newscasters. And it might be like kind of like you had to see it, but it was so funny. You know, newscasters are just reading their script and they're supposed to be pretty serious and they know the tone that they carry forward when they're, you know, reporting. Well, there was this story that came up about a pig. And this pig had lost its two hind legs. And so it was fashioned into this, you know, belt, like a waist belt that had wheels on the back. And it was funny because they were giving this report, and that in itself was already kind of funny, but then they had to read the name of the pig. And the name of the pig was Chris P. Bacon. And the reporters just like fell apart. And it was so funny because they still had to make it through the story. I fell apart laughing. But the point is that you can search out and find things that are funny and that ignite laughter inside of you. Because that's the thing is, like, I think a lot of times we sit there and we say, okay, I believe laughter is good for me, but how do I actually do it? And we're going to talk a little bit about the benefits of laughter just to, like, check you into, like, do it, like, make time to laugh, like, make it a priority in your life to laugh. But I think that a lot of times we get stuck initially on, well, how do we laugh? How do we go about laughing? So, you know what, actually, let's just start with the benefits of laughter, because it's really important to understand this is something that has been studied. I'm sitting here with a list of scientific studies that have been proven that laughter has been shown to improve depression, alleviate anxiety, and improve sleep, reduce perceived stress, that it benefits cardiovascular health, that it benefits the quality of life with those with cancer, and really helps people with type 2 diabetes. There's a really large study that was done with tons of participants that found that mental health and physical health effects that come from laughter. Laughter reduces stress. It gives you energy. It releases endorphins in your body. It gives you actually a more positive outlook on life. It boosts your immune system. It lifts your spirits, and it connects you to others. Because a lot of the time when we're laughing is a very social thing, right? We can laugh on our own, but laughing is also very social. And it's really cool to find out that the more we laugh, the more we laugh. We're going to talk about that in just a second. But it's important to know that there are actually real studied benefits of laughter. When we talk about, well, okay, so I know that it's good for me, so how do I actually laugh? Because I don't know about you, but, like, I'm not a person who wakes up laughing. My friend Holly, I swear she wakes up laughing. The girl, her kid, I was at her house one time, her son spilled milk, and her reaction was to laugh. She thought it was hilarious. If we can all learn and adapt a little bit more laughter like that, holy cow, life becomes a lot easier, right? So I think it's important to really look at how to laugh and making laughing a priority, because, like I said, the more that we laugh, the more we will laugh. When we decide that we want laughter to be more a part of our life, there's actually the tactic of stocking up on the emotion. So if this is something that, like, resonates with you, if you've ever created a folder on Instagram or, you know, stockpiled videos on YouTube, my husband does this, and it's so fun because anytime he sees something funny, he'll tag it in an Instagram folder and then he'll show me. He'll go back and, man, we will just laugh. We'll laugh at all of these hilarious and funny videos together. And that's called stockpiling an emotion, right? You can have something at the ready to help you shift your emotion when you need it. And, you know, it goes for all circumstances, whether that's, you know, you being in a personal situation, or maybe you're in a family situation like we were when we were on vacation, and you know there is a shift needed. And it's actually really great to think ahead for circumstances that feel a little tense that you have to be in anyway, like work or family, and to go, okay, we could use some lightening up, and I'm going to stockpile some emotion, some jokes and some videos and a funny movie or whatever it is, so that we can all ease up a bit. So stockpiling the emotion is one tactic that you can do. Also, setting out to spend your leisurely time with the intent to laugh is really, really fantastic. Get on YouTube, look up funny videos, look for comedy movies that make you just laugh, read a funny book, just seek for it, look for it. And again, the more you laugh, the more you will laugh. I also like to think of the way that memories can really make you laugh. Some days we laugh by remembering the days that we laughed so hard. I've had times where I'm, like, reading back through my journal, and I'm reading the part about, you know, we all were gathered around having, like, this is so funny to me. We were all having this really yummy dessert of pineapple with, you know, dipped in Nutella. Fantastic, like, really fast dessert. And as we were doing that, my youngest son, when he was really, really little, like, put more Nutella on the pineapple than the pineapple itself. And I don't remember who in the family, but somebody said the most simple thing that was just like, hey, Dice, are you going to have some pineapple with your Nutella? And I don't know why, but like the ages of my kids and we were all laughing and our mouths were full. And so it was kind of like that taboo when laughter is taboo, like in church when you're supposed to be quiet or when your mouth is full or when you have water in your mouth or whatever. And man, you just are just trying to hold it back, but you can't. I am reading my journal entry about that moment and laughing my guts out, right? And so it's important to remember that sometimes we can look back on our memories in the past and laugh. The other thing that we can do besides just seeking it out like that is to sort of force ourselves to laugh. So if I'm just sitting here talking to you and I don't have something to laugh at, but I'm like, right? And you make yourself laugh. You make yourself laugh. There's this idea that's called laughter yoga. And it was actually invented by a medical doctor who was married to a yoga teacher. And he thought that he needed to prescribe laughter to his patients. And in doing a lot of research for this episode, I actually found that that is very common. There have been other medical doctors who have prescribed laughter to their patients and then even studied it because they knew that their patients needed to ease up a little bit. And what they found is that your brain doesn't really know the difference between real and simulated laughter. When the laughter is done willingly, we still get the same health benefits, which is so cool. And I think that that's a great way to help teach our body the pattern of laughter, right? If laughter is going to boost our immune system for 24 hours, and when we laugh for longer than 10 minutes, it produces endorphins inside of our body, which raise our pain threshold level, and it regulates your mood and makes you feel wonderful. If that's the benefit of laughter, then, oh my word, I hope that tomorrow when you are in front of the mirror about to brush your teeth or you're getting ready for the day or, you know, you're shutting down for the day, whatever it is, start laughing and sort of allow yourself. It's the opposite of force, right? Because you're allowing yourself, you're willingly checking into that laughter, but knowing that you're still going to be getting the benefits from it. And not only that you're going to be getting the benefits, health and mental benefits from it, but you're going to be creating a pattern, which is a huge benefit. It's incredible for us to recognize and see that we don't laugh when we're feeling exposed or angry or resentful or awkward. We don't laugh in those circumstances. It's not funny. We cannot create that laughter and that fun. If we can create more fun into our life, we feel the opposite, right? So at times when we could be falling easily into, you know, negative feelings or other things of that nature, if we can choose the path of laughter, if we can choose something that makes us laugh, then we bring ease into our life. And sometimes, like I've taught before, it's not that we choose that emotion when we're actually up against the other thing. We choose the emotion when it's easy for us so that when we're up against the AKA other thing, the negative thing or the thing that's challenging for us, all of a sudden, it is easier to shift our emotions when we're in and up against the hard things. But the more that we laugh, we bring ease into life. So again, if you have tense situations, situations in work, family, or if you have a situation with another person that feels difficult right now, make a point to laugh together because that is actually the shortest distance between two people. And even if laughter isn't the medicine that actually heals, it's the antidote to the situations that cause the dis-ease in the body. The dis-ease leads to disease, right? And if we are laughing, we don't have time to be sitting in those emotions, those situations that cause the dis-ease. William James says, we don't laugh because we're happy. We're happy because we laugh. So like anything, if we want to experience a certain emotion, we need to experience that emotion. It's a pattern. If you want to feel more excitement, feel more excitement. If you want to feel more laughter, then feel more laughter. If you want to feel more ease, then feel more ease. create it in your life. Be actionable towards it, especially if it doesn't come naturally to you. If it doesn't come naturally to you, set a date and say, hey, honey, this Friday night, we have a laughter date. And start by checking into, literally, like, look up laughter yoga videos. Or what's even better, I think it would be so fun to take your family to a laughter yoga session, because, you know, there's this element of laughing and being like willingly checking into laughter, but then because other people are checking into it too with you, you're laughing at the situation, you're laughing at each other, all of that business. And that there is actually something that they recognize, that sometimes we actually have a hard time laughing because we've suppressed laughter, because we look at other people laughing and we have critical thoughts about the way that they're laughing. And again, that's just a pattern. So if you notice that you're being critical of other people's laughs or whatever, make a conscious effort to find the joy and the freedom that they're expressing. You go like, well, let go of the criticism for a minute and actually feel how they might be feeling. And once you can be positive about the laughs of others, your mirror neurons help you to be positive about your own laughter. So there's some letting go also in laughter and just allowing yourself to laugh. It's a very beautiful thing. It's literally a game changer, and it changes your mental health. It changes the way that you experience challenges in life, all kinds of really, really beautiful things. And it's really just good to make it easier for us to laugh. The more that we're exposed to it, the more easily we laugh and think of life as funny. You know what? We will be a lot easier as we age and as we grow older. We'll be more forgiving. We'll be more at ease in our life if we choose to laugh. So I hope that you can see that through making an intentional effort to laugh, you have more power than you think you do. All right, my friend, I really hope that you enjoyed the reminder to laugh and to create laughter in your life. If you love this episode, please share it with someone. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. Also, a simple reminder that if you are on Amazon, Amazon is just such a great place because it makes life easy. I don't know if it makes life easy for you. It really makes life easy for me. But if you are on Amazon, you can support the show by typing in, instead of just Amazon.com, Amazon.com/shop/myfriendMisha. And whatever you buy within whatever 24 hours or whatever, it will give a portion of what you purchase back to the Mindset Check podcast without charging anything extra to you. So it's just a way that you can consciously contribute to a place that you love to hang out. And I would super, super appreciate that. Before we leave, I want to share a Jewish proverb with you that I think is so wise. It says, as soap is to the body, so laughter is to the soul. Remember to laugh. Until next time, my friend.